Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, July 2nd, 2026. Out in the open, a local rural queer community organization invites you to join them tonight for a mycology walk and community meal on Wissamkik, also known as Sears Island in Searsport. That'll be taking place from 4 to 7 p.m. The 1.4-mile walk will be from 4 to 6 p.m., and it can be adjusted to accommodate accessibility requests. The event is open to LGBTQIA+ folks and the people who love them. The meal starts at 6 p.m., and food will be provided, but you're welcome to bring a dish. Organizers say if you can't make the walk, please feel free to join the meal. It will be at the outdoor tables, 30 feet from the Causeway roadside parking. Out in the open, says they hope to see you tonight from 4 to 7 for the mycology walk and community meal on Wissamkik / Sears Island in Searsport. You can get more information at weareoutintheopen.org, and you can also contact Jay, J-A-E, at weareoutintheopen.org for accessibility requests or questions. Organizers with the National Indivisible Movement are planning a series of live online trainings for what they are calling the Immigrant Justice Summer. Quote, "When ICE comes to your community, do you know what to do? This summer, Indivisible is giving you a blueprint. Immigrant Justice Summer is a five-call national training series that will level up how you show up for immigrant justice. You'll get aligned with the organizations already leading the response in your community, build a concrete plan for your role, and grow your circle of neighbors ready to act. By the end, you'll be equipped to mount a safe, hyper-local, immigrant-aligned response when ICE comes to your community." End quote. The first call is going to be on Thursday, July 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and that session is called Your Three Steps to Organizing for Immigrant Justice When ICE Comes to Your Community. The second call will be on July 23rd at 8 p.m., and that session is called How to Connect with Immigrant-Led Organizations in Your Community. That'll be followed on August 6th at 8 p.m. by Session 3, Show Up with a Plan, Roles and Rapid Response Strategies for Immigrant Justice. Call number 4 will be on August 20th at 8 p.m., Grow the Circle, How to Build a Link Tree to Channel Support to Immigrant Justice Organizing in Your Community. And Session 5 will be on How to Use Signal for Immigrant Justice Rapid Response in Your Community. That'll be on August 27th at 8 p.m. You can get more information at indivisible.org. And finally, reading from a media advisory sent out yesterday by the American Lung Association, quote, "When fireworks explode, they release irritating gases and harmful metals, including carbon monoxide, aluminum, and cadmium into the air. Firework smoke also contains tiny particles known as particulate matter, which can irritate the lungs, trigger asthma attacks, and cause other respiratory symptoms. It's also important to note that particulate matter levels tend to be elevated not only during the fireworks, but for hours or even days afterward. The amount of pollution depends on how big the fireworks are, how long they last, and weather conditions at the time. Breathing in firework smoke is unhealthy for everyone, but children, older adults, those who are pregnant, and individuals with lung or heart disease are especially vulnerable. The Lung Association recommended that people try to stay upwind from firework displays or stay indoors and monitor air quality. They say a 2015 study found that air pollution levels increased by an average of 42% on the 4th of July. They recommend the website airnow.gov for real-time air quality information to help you make informed decisions about outdoor activities, and also that you follow your action plan if you have asthma or COPD. The American Lung Association has a free lung helpline at 1-800-LUNG-USA. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.